Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what. Shut up. I'm recording. Hello, welcome. We're recording. Yes, we are. And we have a special guest this week, so we might have a little bit of a supersized episode. I know we try and keep him short around here, but fuck that. Hello, special guest.
Hi. I'm introducing myself.
This is Roderick.
I'm special.
Yeah, I'm special.
He's very special.
Wow. Yes, I'm Roderick.
And, Sarah, tell me why you wanted to have Roderick on the show.
So we had been talking about body image. Mm-hmm. And we even recorded an episode that shall not be named that we did not feel as comfortable with. And one of the reasons is because I felt like we were lacking the male perspective.
Right.
Because everyone deals with body image issues. Mm-hmm. Not just the ladies.
Not Roderick. He's too pretty.
That's funny.
So, just to let you know, we are One Take Wonders, and, you know, so whatever you have to say is just gonna come out.
It's gonna come out of my mouth hole.
That's right.
I like your mouth hole. You're pretty.
So this not started, in a creepy deliverance way or anything.
No, Roderick is
that
like...
That is the theme of this this evening, by the way.
This conversation actually started a couple months ago, because we were talking to our friend Chris about how she presents herself to her little girls who are 9 and 11.
Right.
And you said something about, what does she say about herself? Or?
So she had said that, you know, all the experts say it's not so much what you say to your kids about themselves, you're pretty, you have wonderful hair, this and that, the other. It's what you say about yourself that they see, like, they take to heart more.
Okay, this makes sense, especially for women, I think. And you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, because a lot of times with your friends who have looks that you're envious of, whether it's because they're thin or they're tall or they have red hair.
Hey.
I love your red hair. That's why I'm saying I'm envious. But... you know, they talk about themselves in this negative way, and you're going, wait a minute. If you think you're yucky, what does that make me? Because you're also navel-gazing about your own looks. Do guys do this?
Well, no. I'm not sure if I can speak for all men.
You're required to.
But I for this instance,
you're the voice of men.
I am the voice of all men.
I'm all Mexicans, so you're all men.
I am the male version of Shaka Khan.
Yes, I am Shaka Khan.
You are Shaka Khan.
This is true. I have like every race in me. We figured out from my DNA test. Like you go around the little wheel, and I have like every color on my wheel. So I am Shaka Khan.
She is every woman.
Mm-hmm. We are multicultural, even if I'm alone.
We.
All right.
And so, notice the white girl has nothing to add to this.
Please do. Nothing. I like it when white people talk. I don't care what people say.
I like it occasionally.
There are white people that are allowed to talk.
Yeah. And I'm not the kind of person that says that you shouldn't be able to talk. I'm just saying that your opinion isn't going to trump mine. Just because you're white.
I'm just egotistical, so my opinion trumps all. Anyway, back to you representing all men.
All men. I'm representing all men and body issues. I know I deal with that. I'm not sure if we deal with it the same way.
How do the comparisons happen between men that you think differs from women? Because with women, it's been very well documented of how we compare each other and, look at this little piece on me, or look at this little piece when we're being critical of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's almost laughable. It's a trope in society of how we compare our bodies, but we don't see as much of it about men because supposedly you guys think you look great all the time and you have no worries at all about your body.
No body issues.
None whatsoever, except for maybe like, I don't know, is my junk big enough, and do I have enough hair?
it's a lot of, to do with hair. Don't look at my bald spot. That's not nice. No, a lot to do with hair and, yeah, the size of a member. But I think I read an article about comic strips and how the female form was overly sexualized, and the male forms are, they claim to be overly sexualized as well, but they aren't overly sexualized. They're just the outlook that men look for, the strong male figure with the muscles and all of that.
I read this article too.
And I just thought it was quite entertaining.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, it all boiled down to both images being for, you know, heterosexual men. They are going to over-sexualize the women and all of that. It's like, oh, well, the guys are for the women too. And the women were like, no, we want like the soft and squishy and cuddly guys. Like, we don't want, you know, the dark and brooding
someone
Batman,
to wake up,
you know,
and go to brunch with.
Yeah. Right, right.
I like brunch.
Duh. I'm sorry. Anyone who doesn't like brunch.
What the fuck is wrong with you if you don't like brunch? Like, it's... You can eat anything you want just because you go, it's brunch. It doesn't matter.
Every meal is brunch.
I know. No one criticizes you for your food choices at brunch.
That was the best thing about adulthood.
Right.
Is the introduction of brunch?
No, the fact that everything can be brunch.
Yes. Oh,
but yeah, so that's mainly what I think is we have those images of what we aspire with the 8-pack.
Right.
The broad shoulders of being strong and protective.
You know, it's interesting you guys mentioned that about the comic books, because that kind of takes me back to when I was getting educated. Yes, I went to college too. And it was almost talked about in geometric forms as far as the shape of a triangle. Like the man has the broad shoulders, and they do also have the smaller waist and things. So the triangle is upside down. And on a woman, the triangle in the traditional point up. Where it's a little smaller up top, even if they want boobs, but it's smaller waist, smaller shoulders, where it's the broader hips. So you're looking at the geometry of a person when you're looking at a drawing, especially an exaggerated drawing, that you think, okay, that's what the eye will be drawn to.
Right.
Yep.
And I think people call me attractive because I have that natural triangle thing, and I don't try. And that
it's you're attractive because you don't try, and you stand up straight, and I have never once had to tell you to pull up your pants. You do not have duty pants ever. No.
But you know, a lot of men don't have the triangle shape. A lot of men have the rectangle shape, or the circle, or they have the feminine hips. I've dated a few with the female hip instead of the, and then women with the triangle.
Can you see him drawing a triangle?
Yeah, can you see it?
I think I'm more of like a circle stuck on top of a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I feel like a piece of broccoli as opposed to being an apple or a pear or whatever.
I'm a broccoli. Things,
I'm more like a broccoli.
That's not a choice. Yes, it is.
My choice. Can we start a clothing store based on shapes of different vegetables and fruits and not just the two?
I mean, probably.
You might as well. I mean, it's already difficult for women to buy clothes.
Yeah. What kind of fruit or vegetable are dudes supposed to look like?
I don't know.
I think they're supposed to look like tortilla chips. I mean,
Doritos.
Like,
Doritos.
That's why Doritos are marketed to men.
I think it's a good point.
Men look like snacks. That is also you heard it here first from Sarah.
Well, and then
me.
You said it first. Can we all agree that men look like snacks to us?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. But back to the. Oh shoot! I forgot. I had something, and then it's gone. It was like here, and then it flew
that
away.
Happens a lot to us. So when you're down on body image and stuff, and you're doing the same thing that we're doing in the full length mirror, sideways and pinching at parts, and going in really close to see the pores, which, by the way, I put my pores in storage for a really long time. I know you and I were talking about our skin earlier, mm-hmm. too. Not just the physical aspects of dimensions and mass, mm-hmm. But also skin color. We all three have very different skin colors, mm-hmm. I've noticed.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is also very true, yes.
And you told me it was harder for you to like your skin color for a long time.
Yeah. Being a Negro in the South.
I didn't say it, he said it.
No, yeah. I just don't like the connotation of black, because in our society, black is bad. It's always black or white. Mm-hmm. And white is always good and black is always bad. Black is evil. And I don't like calling a whole population of humans evil. Mm. Mm. And so.
And we've differed on this because to me, black is profitable.
Right. But that's.
So it's.
Only
I know.
In accounting.
That's, you know, money means a lot to people. It does. So I like. We have totally different views on this. And I keep finding this interesting because when I asked about the word Negro, you said, no, I prefer that. And I went, oh gosh, somebody's going to beat me up if I say it in front of people.
I mean, as long as you don't say it like you're a 90-year-old plantation. Look at those Negroes.
But whereas, like, I have more olive skin, mm-hmm. and Sarah?
I'm white. I glow in the dark.
Actually, we don't have a light on. It's just
skin. It's just me. I'm lighting the way for everyone.
And I didn't get comments about, oh, your beautiful skin, until I got a little older and I was thinking, like, where were you when I had no pores and no flaws and nothing? And, like, and I was going, what does this look like? And now I'm going, do you need glasses? What's your problem? What do you mean? Yeah. So, yeah, even the skin color thing is something to reconcile. What about you over there, Miss Pasty?
Thanks. it's interesting because where I grew up, I was almost like the minority in my part of town. And that was always weird to me. I don't know, I guess I can't say that like I have the minority experience so much. But there was a little bit of that uncomfortableness being, you know, I'm the only white girl in the room. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But you roll with it. I mean, you know, if you're like I did, like grow up with it, it's like, it's never a big deal because mm-hmm. it's just kind of what you know.
Yeah. And
now like a big room with white men make me very uncomfortable.
Me too. One of the reasons why I don't do a lot of the equality things.
Mm. Okay, we're gonna see. This is something for us to work on. And I mean, I didn't mean for it to get off on race, but also, like, culturally speaking, we were all brought up with different ideas, probably, mm-hmm. of what a perfect body means, mm-hmm. or what is acceptable as, like, a beautiful body. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I did have other people besides the one I told Roderick about, the ones that were like, you need to lose weight. You're 115 pounds. You need to lose 20 pounds. You're
Again, I will go back into your past and punch people in the face for you.
I'm on that mission too.
But yeah, I always thought that was unusual as I became an adult, because culturally speaking, with me having this very mixed family, I should have gotten a little better message about strength and health and curves, and well, luckily the boys still kept the calling, so I got that message.
And see, and for me, like, I was raised with that of, you know, healthy body, strong body, like those kind of things. I grew up, my mother is disabled, and mm-hmm. so I grew up really appreciating my body for all the things that it could do, and not so much what it looked like. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that there wasn't those comparisons, especially like in the teenage years, but overall it was like, okay, am I strong? Am I healthy? Mm-hmm. I'm good with that.
Yeah, and that's very healthy. My dad is he was the fastest police officer, so like working out is very important mm-hmm. to him, his biceps are as big as my head.
Like, your family's pretty athletic overall, right?
They are all athletic. Mm. My mom runs marathons.
Oh, my.
For fun. And gets...
For fun. I
love that. I thought she was educated. We're going to have to teach her what fun is.
I think the longer they stay together, the more the hobbies kind of clash. My dad became a little bit more intelligent. My mom became more athletic. It was weird. But... So like working out has always been a priority. I always had to be in a sport, or if not a sport, run track, and that was not fun either.
Ooh.
Yeah,
but, I did sports though. I loved those, and I think that they did help me concentrate. Like, not to go back to the basics of, you know, a decent diet and good exercise making you feel better about yourself, but as some of my disability has come out, my little part-time cripple gets at me, and I think, like, today I'm really excited to be able to open the jar of peanut butter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a little squeezy. And that's kind of what I've come up with. Instead of, like, all the words that will still set me off. Chubby. baby fat.
Mm. I don't understand that one.
Baby fat. People stop using baby fat on me. Yes. Please.
Yeah.
Chubby. Husky.
Oof.
Have you ever heard?
I've heard it.
Yeah, but why would you call a human husky?
Right.
Oh, no. With
husky dogs.
The first time I went to a trainer in my 20s, and he said, "You're very barrel chested," and I was like, "What the fuck, dude?"
That's
I
what you to say to men.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. I went, and then he put the calipers on me to look at my body fat. Like, that was a horrifying experience.
Yeah, that sounds like a horrifying experience. You know what also is a horrifying experience?
Tell us.
Okay, so I went to ORU. You had to work. You had to go to a gym class.
A gymming class.
Where you go and you do the workings of the outs.
Yes.
Sounds like you did well at that.
I did. I learned so much. No, but you had to do your BMI. And then I found out, like, I was... probably about what I am right now, just 6'1", almost 200 pounds, and they're like, "You are obese." I'm like, okay.
I'm now in the obese category myself, and I was like, "Well, thanks."
Like, I'm pretty sure I'm not.
I don't think so, but
trust me, people, I am looking at them, and you would do either one of them, most of you. I can just tell you that. I won't, because... that's just not how I feel about these people. But, yeah, I know a lot of people I could rent them to.
That's great.
I become a madam, I will.
You'd be good at it. Job goals.
Squad goals.
Why are women called madams?
No, I was just like, why are we getting off on this? Like, what is happening here?
I'm
going
to be the good body image madam. Mm-hmm. And everybody is beautiful.
There you go.
And that's one of those cliche things you hear, like, everybody is beautiful. And you want to, like, throw up in your own mouth and punch the person. But I got to say, I have found some beautiful things on some bizarre bodies, that's for sure.
That's true. And, I mean, when you get down to it, it should be about the person and not, you know, their physical appearance.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think, you know, initial attraction a lot of times is based on, you know, oh, they're good looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's got to go further than that.
Right.
Right.
And it's good looking in some way. It's your kind of thing. Like you always say, you know, there's someone for everybody. And also, like, once you get naked, like... they're naked. There's somebody who wants to be naked with you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
Absolutely.
Nice.
I don't want to be naked. You want to be naked? Not right now.
I'm like, I don't know in what context.
You know what?
I want to be naked with somebody at some point. So I am.
You know what? I would be naked with someone at 80 and they'd just be like, okay, that's fine.
And somebody's like, you're all cute naked. I'm like, eee. Thank you. Okay. I like being cute.
See, and I don't like cute.
I love... beauty fades. Cute lasts forever.
You do like cute.
I am.
You like cute.
What's wrong with cute?
I don't like physical descriptors, I think is my thing. Like, I don't like beautiful. I don't like the beautiful. Yeah, exactly. I don't like the sexy. I don't like the cute. The cute one really gets me for some reason.
I'm also...
But...
You're anti-cute?
I don't like, you know, physical descriptors.
I would much rather somebody be like, you're sassy, or you're smart, or...
Talk about me. Don't talk about my... My genetics casing.
Right. Do you mean that they're not talking about, like, just me in general when they call me cute?
I mean, I think to a degree, yes.
I guess I never thought of it as a physical, just a...
I'm cute all over.
I
don't know. With the way that I look, I get a lot of immediate judgments. And... not always in the positive way.
What?
Yeah. I know, spill right?
it.
Wait,
spill
what?
It.
Well, like, I mean, I moved to Cherry Street and I was walking to Rachel's because she also lives there too. And, like, I haven't had it a lot, but, like, people walking, like, we're walking on the same side of the street and they cross over because, you know, I'm going to attack them.
it's funny and like sitting here across from you, me like really.
Yeah, I know. With us being friends, like we can laugh about it because we're like, "What? You're scary, dark,
scary,
guy
dark,
I'm random, brownish." What?
I'm so.
But don't they see like, you know, that you're you.
No, I've had the cops called on me while I was wearing probably the waspiest outfit.
You are waspy, for
with,
sure.
I was wearing my white shorts and...
I'm even wearing white. Come on, guys.
White shorts
I'm in camouflage.
And a polo. And the cops got called in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, and you know, we're reacting like this as something we, like, we didn't know, like, that it happens. I mean, but it, I mean, it does happen. We know that. There are numerous stories out there.
Luckily, I was close to my friend's house, so by when the cops showed up, I was in their house.
And it is partly my Pollyanna side that I just... I have been told that I see some things a little differently, that I'm going to kind of look at the way somebody's walking and their attitude with things. And yeah, we're all going to judge from certain things on the outside, but this, that's just like, you're just, you're a friendly walker, I guess.
I never considered that you would be a friendly walker. Pollyanna side too.
Why would they do
I'm going to think the best. Intentions, like whatever, or even like neutral intentions. I don't automatically go to the dark place.
Right. The dark place. Going to the dark place.
Was that a pun?
Yeah.
There's a double meaning in that.
So yeah, body image goes to not just the physical as far as your shape, your size, and everything. But it can go to that whole state of mind of now we've covered race and cuteness, sassiness, whether people are describing your physicality in terms of only things that are physical or things that could encompass your whole being. That's shit, we're deep sometimes, God. And we talked about Doritos, too. Because
all men are snacks.
Because food. and now I believe I have prepared Roderick.
Oh, yeah.
For our special game called Parts Per Gallon. God, I think what we derive from listening to this is that it is body part plus action equals resources gain.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the zombie apocalypse has hit because my name is George and zombie apocalypse.
Right.
You've got the bug out bag. We've already figured out we can't spit on Sarah.
No spitting.
And like grabbing boobs is weird. But what will what
violently we, grabbing?
Yes, violently grabbing. Like grabbing boobs is fine, but violently grabbing. That we want turnips. We want water. We want gasoline.
Still the turnips.
Still the turnips. Yes, always.
I was also thinking Twinkies. Twinkies and turnips.
Twinkies.
I might do a little more for Twinkies.
How many dicks per gallon.
You're just like all of them.
Per gallon of Twinkies, though.
What is like, a gallon of Twinkies?
It's like, is that like a baker's dozen?
How morally gray do you think you are when people want to do things? What do you want to do? Not you personally, but Sarah.
Why do I have to come up with this? This is your game.
it's an interesting.
Because we figured out you're morally gray in a different way than I am. All right. Shit. I lost it. Body part plus action equals resources gained.
Resources gained.
Achievement unlocked.
All right.
This is like the worst video game in the world.
So, like, I'm just supposed to make up my own?
I tried to get her to do it, and apparently
she thinks quiet today.
Apparently she thinks she's too good to do weird shit to your ass or something.
That's what, actually what I was thinking is, because that was one thing that we had mentioned the last time was, you know, fingers and butts.
Didn't just have to be fingers.
I said fingers, so yeah. Fingers and butts. I don't know.
How many fingers can go in your holes? No fingers
He's
in your
already home. Just shaking his head.
If you can see the look, it's like, oh my god.
No. I don't need gas that bad.
It's like you just found a monster under your bed or something.
I can walk. It's fine. I don't know. For gas, it would have to just be one finger.
But you'll let your significant other die, right?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I'm just kidding.
You said earlier you would do more for water than for gasoline.
Yeah, I would do more for water. I don't know. Water's more important. You could die with water, without water.
Yeah.
Good water.
If somebody wants to like stick their fingers in your nose,
my nose,
or if they want to like blow they want a bukkake into your nose or something. Why am I left to come up with this shit?
What is in your head?
I don't know. I haven't eaten any pizza.
I did, and it was delicious.
I don't know why pizza equals bukkake in the nose.
God damn.
Get this over with. We're making this episode way too long.
Okay, yeah. So for that, for what would I...
What do you expect for somebody to bukkake in your nose?
I don't know. Becoming the president?
Good. So that's how it happens. God, we've got a good year and a half to go, people. Oh, my gosh. That's it. We're going to get some pizza.
It's like,
now.
How did you become president? This is what happened. Like, okay, you deserve it.
If you ever
want to
be president, I don't know if we should air this cast. This pod just ruined your presidential chances.
No, that's fine.
So, Roderick, we want to thank you for sitting here with us.
Yes.
You poor thing.
it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was good.
It's fine.
He's not saying thank you, right?
No, thank you so much for inviting me. It was great.
This is our very first guest. I'm very excited about this.
Tears?
I know. Oh my god. Okay, let's go eat some cheese together.
Oh, cheese.
One, two, three, say cheese. Cheese! Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.